Hi, beautiful, and welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast, the oasis of self-love in your week. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some authentic gems on your self-care journey. No matter where you are in your journey, this podcast is your weekly reminder and your gentle nudge to grow into the radiant being that you're meant to be. So I invite you to grab your favorite drink, kick back, relax, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. Welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast. I am your host, Vashti Maya, and I am so grateful for your attendance and your presence today. I hope everybody is doing absolutely wonderful, absolutely magnificent. And I hope these last 7 days has been challenging in a very healthy way. If you're new around here, again, my name is Vashti Maya. This is the Neo Self-Care Podcast, where we look at self-care from a new perspective, a new lens all around. Really excited about today's episode. It is a little bit heavier, I guess I could say that. Because, like always, I'm going to make you think, but the approach that we're going today is just a bit, it's a bit more serious, okay? So you guys will know what I mean when I say that. I got to go ahead and check, like, the explicit box because I just want to get real about a couple of things that I feel like could be beneficial to you. Maybe you have some things you haven't spoke about. So I'm really hoping that today's episode is very encouraging and, you know, lifts you up and helps you to become the best version of yourself. So let's go ahead and drop the weekly gem, which is also a quote that kind of ties in what the episode is about. And this one was really hard because there was like 5 different ones I was looking at and I was like, man, they're all so amazing, but you know, you just need one. I did end up going with this quote, and so let's get started. So trauma, a storm that once ravaged the soul, can become the fertile ground for growth. In its aftermath, we plant seeds of resilience, nurturing a garden of strength that blooms despite the scars. So I'm gonna read it one more time, okay? Trauma, a storm that once ravaged the soul, can become the fertile ground for growth. In its aftermath, we plant seeds of resilience, nurturing a garden of strength that blooms despite the scars. So if you haven't guessed it by now, our topic for today is about our traumas. Now, I chose this particular quote because even though the rest of them was amazing, it's the storm. It was really the storm that stood out, because anybody who has experienced trauma in their life understand it is a storm. It comes, it goes, the sun comes out again, but now you're left with cleaning up the debris. Do you know what I mean? And so I felt like that was just the best course of action to go with it, because I felt that. That was real. But it can become the fertile ground for growth, meaning that just because something happened to you, just because you went through something that you should not have gone through, something that wasn't right, doesn't mean that you're stuck there. You can grow. You can plant new seeds. You can plant a new garden. And so that's why I really wanted to speak on that quote. And I don't know who wrote it. I have no idea who wrote it, but I feel like it's amazing. It really is. It's an incredible quote. So, excuse me. Like I mentioned, we're going to be talking about trauma today. Before we really get into it, if you feel like that you're not ready to maybe listen to this episode, or, you know, maybe you just, or anything, like you feel uncomfortable, then you can either skip all the way through towards the end, just to get maybe prompts and to hear the card of the week, or I will catch you next week. Because I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable, but I do feel like this is a conversation that really needs to be expressed and really needs to be had, because a lot of people go through things alone, and they think that nobody else understands. So that is my disclaimer. I love you guys. If you do choose to leave, I appreciate you for even coming on, and I'll see you guys next week. But for those who are going to stay, let's go ahead and get started. So when you think about trauma, right, like when you just think about it, some people think about like physical, like, oh, okay, this person got hit or something before, or maybe was in like a car accident or something like that before. Or they'll be like, oh, childhood trauma. I think that's like the most popularest one that's going around right now. Childhood trauma, right? That could look like a lot of things for a lot of different things for a lot of different people. Childhood trauma could be physical abuse. It could be physical neglect. It could be emotional abuse. It could be emotional neglect. It could be sexual abuse. It could be sexual, sexual abuse. It could be mental abuse. It could be mental neglect, educational neglect. Abuse can look like a lot of different things to a lot of different people, especially, you know, when you're younger. But it is it is something, excuse me, to really bring up and to confront and to process. Because it does affect you growing up. It's just, that's just a psychological fact that when you're younger and you go through a form of abuse, or even when you're older and you're dealing with abuse, either way, it has a psychological effect on you. We're talking today specifically based on childhood trauma. So I won't talk too much about like being an adult and going through it. But what went on with you when you was a child, that has an effect on who you are as an older person. Do you know what I mean? Like, so if you were a person who maybe you just used to get hit all the time, or, you know, you're a person who maybe didn't grow up in a family, like, as you get older, that psychologically forms who you are. So you may become a person who has like an avoidant attachment style. You may become a person who has an anxious attachment style. Excuse me, you guys. Let me get some water. You may be a person who has an anxious attachment style because, you know, you're used to nobody being there. So when someone comes around, you're just like, are you gonna stay? Are you gonna stay? Are you gonna stay? You know what I mean? Like, it really does affect who you are when you're older. That was really good. Okay. Excuse me, I apologize, guys. But it does affect who you are when you get older. 100%. And so I feel like that, if we're talking about becoming a better version of us, if we're talking about taking care of ourselves, then it's only important to really, you know, get to know ourselves. So how do we do that? Well, number one, we face our shadows, right? And facing our shadows, it's like we have to, you have to acknowledge what you went through instead of suppressing and avoiding it. You have to acknowledge it. You know, it's like the importance of awareness. Acknowledging trauma is the first step towards your healing. It's a huge impact of self-awareness and your own personal growth, because you're understanding parts of you. Rather, it's parts of you that you've blocked out. Rather, it's parts of you that you don't agree with. As a child, it was parts of you. And to deny your trauma is to deny yourself. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be like, okay, well, I am my trauma, and so this is all I have to be. No, that's not what I mean at all. But you just, you face it, and you kind of just, like, break that silent communication that you have within yourself. Okay, so what does that look like? You guys know I do get real. I share my stories because you never know who else is going through it, you know? I used to be ashamed of my stories because I used to didn't want people to look at me a certain way. And it was like, I sometimes would still feel like, you know, the younger me that went through things and thought I was a bad person because people did certain things, and I like never wanted to open up and talk about anything or share anything that could probably help somebody else because I always felt like that people were gonna look at me as that again, like, and so it used to trigger a lot of anxiety inside of me. But one thing, you know, that I never really wanted to come to terms with is, you know, basically, like, when I was younger, I went through incestual sexual abuse. Meaning someone in my family sexually abused me when I was a child. A lot of times. And I feel like that, especially like remembering the youngest age that I was, and I could see how my mind would block me away from that memory and to, you know, like not bring it up because, I mean, that's something, I don't know, it's weird. I think that people who go through things when they're younger, they are like in a sense desensitized to the emotion of it because it's weird. Sometimes I was talking to my therapist one time and I, like, you know, I was just like talking and telling her stuff and she was like, oh my god, Vashti, that's so sad. And I was like, it was so weird because I was like, is it? But it's weird because you become, it was so normal to you as a child. And of course, like, if you hear somebody else's stories, I feel like this is what a lot of abuse victims have. Like, you hear somebody else's story and you're like, oh my god, that's so heartbreaking. That's so sad. Like, oh, like, I feel for you. I wish that you never grew up like that. And you can sympathize and empathize with other people when you hear their stories. And you have things that you tell people and you're just like, yeah, well, you know, this and this happened to me, and they're just like, what the fuck, like, that's some deep shit, like, and you're just used to it, and it doesn't, I mean, like, it obviously affects you more internally, but it's like this layer, this extra layer of protection over you, to not want to, you know, like, anyways, but I feel like that, you know, as I continue to grow into who I am, into what I can become, what I shall become, there are parts of me that I have to uncover and deal with and be like, hey, like, this happened. And sometimes, like, force myself to dig deep in the Grand Canyon and find some tears because, like, it doesn't... I think that it's so deeply rooted at times that, like I said, I just don't feel it. It's like very numb to me. And there are like a lot of effects that still, you know, things still come even today, like even till still today. I'll just be having a great time. All of a sudden, bam, my memory just comes and I'm just like, wow. Like, and it really just will shift alter my mood a little bit. And I gotta gain control back, but it happens still, you know, because I'm still processing things, I'm still healing things. It's a continuous thing, especially when things happen to you at such a young age, because you have to uncover layers and layers and layers, and you have to be ready for some of that stuff, you know. A lot of people go through a lot of unfortunate things, But you gotta break that silence between yourself. I'm not saying you gotta go tell the world your story, but you have to at least tell you your story. If nothing else. And there's there's empowerment and acknowledgement. It's a very empowering act because you're not allowing trauma to be king over you. You're not letting trauma become God over you. You're becoming God over your trauma. And that's okay if, you know, you're afraid at first or if there's like discomfort. I mean, let me tell you something. It is not comforting to remember certain terrible things that happened to you. Because they're terrible. They're terrible. And I sometimes used to get impatient with myself because I would be like, this is terrible. Like, this is demented. Like, it's there's something wrong with this. And I had to make myself understand and believe that, because the whole time I thought there was something, like, I was like, there was something wrong with me. You know what I mean? I didn't look at myself as a victim. I looked at myself like, you know, like, oh, I'm disgusting, and, you know, people are gonna look at me and say I'm disgusting. And this is how I'm thinking as a kid, and I'm still thinking as I get older. And it's like, you know, like, it, I'm just saying, it takes a toll. So if anything, you know, rather it's physical abuse, like, I really feel like my entire childhood was traumatic. And sometimes I'm just really grateful for the fact that I'm not how I could be, you know. Because especially when you grow up, like, in foster care, they already put, like, a statistic on you, you know? And then now you're growing up in foster care, and on top of growing up in foster care, you're experiencing physical abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, emotional neglect, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, and on top of the fact that you're already a statistic because you're in foster care, because you're not growing up with your parents, because you go from place to place, because you don't have any foundation. You know, it could be worse. I could be so much worse. And I'm just very grateful for the fact that I can take the time and go back and really look at my childhood and really parent the me that's inside, because I didn't grow up with one. I never got feeling like I had one. There were not things I was given, you know? And so I give that to myself now, but it all started with me facing my shadows. It all started with me facing the parts of me that I sealed off for what I thought was protecting me. That's really where it all starts. So you address it, and now you're starting to use your power of acceptance. You know? When you start to accept that, you acknowledging the reality of the past events without any type of judgment, you're not judging it. You're acknowledging it. Acceptance can also lead to the release of any emotional burdens that you still carry, which will allow you to move forward and focus on personal growth. Some of us carry so much trauma that we have chronic back pain, or we feel it in our shoulders, we can have headaches, we can have hypersexuality. We carry so much. And so when you start addressing things at a deeper level, you start to feel lighter. You know, it's kind of like when you're in a meditative state, like if you're a person that meditates, if you're in a meditative state, you're not thinking about, you know, what bill is due. You're not thinking about, man, my foot hurts. You're not thinking about anything. You're just being, right? You're just being. You're just there, you're observing, you're there. You're aware, you're conscious, but you're detached. And so sometimes it's best to do, you know, go back and look at certain things in your life in that type of state, so you're not, you know, so you're not judging, so you're not in a judgmental state. I feel like that the more that you continue to go on your healing journey, whether that's seeking professional help or doing things on your own, you know, but the more that you continue to go along your healing journey, I do feel that you're gonna really start to understand a strength that you have inside of you. I think that's for me, that's like the most empowering part, that you start to understand that you're more than what you ever thought that you were. You're capable of a lot more than you ever thought. And, you know, the things that happen to you in your lifetime, I'm very different with my beliefs. I believe that we all chose our lives. I believe we all knew what challenges we were going to go through before we even came here. And it was all for the purpose of unlocking greater levels within ourselves and in us seeing our power and us understanding how great we actually are, who we can become, what we can rise above. You know, it's just like people say, like people who are very, you know, like believe in God will say, what, like God gives his toughest challenges to his greatest warriors. I feel like that you get to this point where it's for soul development and soul growth and maybe something that you went through that may not have been the best and was not ideal, and you gotta please understand it was not your fault. Maybe there's a bigger purpose, and that bigger purpose could just be to give you that extra strength and extra grit that you need to become who you want to become. So I do feel like always that things happen for a reason, and it is beyond our understanding of why things happen, but you know, it is a part of life, and it's not something that you should be carrying with you all the time. It's not something that you deserve to carry with you. You don't deserve to carry. Unless you have finally transmuted and you're finding a way how you have overcame it and you're working on ways of becoming better to, you know, remove those old beliefs, remove that old, you know, contract you have between those emotions. Unless things are 100% good when it comes to that, I feel like that you shouldn't carry it with you. You just, you know, acknowledge it. Love yourself, care about yourself, know it wasn't your fault, know that there was nothing wrong with you, you were not a bad child, if your parents was, you know, always hitting you, or, you know, were doing things that a parent just shouldn't do, teaching you what love is now, like you think that love is a certain thing now, but you have never even seen real love because you didn't grow up in a loving household. You grew up in a chaotic household with a lot of violence that was normalized to you as a child, and you felt like you weren't enough because you weren't given the proper affection. Like, and you know, like you didn't deserve that. Like, you have to know that you didn't deserve that. And that was no indication of, you know, you lacking, you not being enough. And sometimes you gotta go back and tell yourself and be that parent and say, you are enough. You are always enough. We are enough. I am enough. I have always been enough. And it's when you can really go back and talk to the little you, you know? And sometimes it's, I mean, yeah, sometimes I can get really emotional, especially if you're looking at like a photo of you when you were younger, I mean, when I started doing it, like, I couldn't even really look at myself in my eyes. It was so weird because I wasn't ready. I had a lot of pain, and there was a part of me that was, like, sad because it's like, damn, girl, like, you know, like, you sometimes detach away from who you were when you were younger so much that you forget your thoughts when you're younger. But when you start acknowledging yourself, when you start acknowledging the younger you, you start to remember how you were thinking. You start to remember how you were feeling. And when you're looking at yourself in your eyes and you're saying, it was not your fault. What you went through was not your fault. You did not deserve that. That was not okay. You should have been saved. You should have been helped. You should have been given love. You should have been given affection. You start to remember the feelings that you felt, the emptiness, the sadness, the questioning. You start to remember, you know, you feeling like you're not enough for your mom. Why you're not enough for your dad? Like, why isn't your dad out of your life? Why isn't your mom out of your life? Like, why are you going from place to place? Like, you start to remember so many emotions, inadequacy, low self-confidence, questioning if you're a good child, questioning if you're loved. You know, you start to remember certain things and you bridge a connection with yourself that's worthwhile, it is. But it all starts, you know, with you acknowledging, and it is a journey. It's a journey. Some of us have been through a lot of things. Some of us has been through a lot of different things. But it's time to, you know, look at it from a different perspective. Okay? So 3 journal prompts. When you're ready, on your time. Reflect on a past traumatic experience and explore how your perspective or understanding of it has evolved over time. What coping mechanisms have you developed and how have they impacted your healing journey? Number 2, consider the role of self-compassion in the process of addressing traumas. How can you cultivate a kind and understanding relationship with yourself as you navigate the challenges that arise from past wounds? And number 3, explore the connection between creativity and healing from trauma. How can creative expression, such as writing, art, or music, be a powerful tool in processing and transforming the emotions associated with traumatic experiences? I like the third one because I've noticed that, you know, when I write a lot, I write a lot of poetry, or I write a lot of like free expression, and it's very therapeutic to me. And I don't write music. I record, like, I write music, but I don't write it down. Like, I was just listening to, like, a beat and, like, just hear words and just start creating from there, and then have to, like, record it and then go back and write out the words. But that, in that way too, I just started painting, which that has been nice as well. And then, like, even just speaking, even just, like, doing the podcast has been very therapeutic to me. To get certain things out, to release certain things, to, you know, come face to face with myself again. But yeah, so I'm really excited to see, you know, what you come up with. Hopefully these 3 prompts serve you well. Alright, so we're gonna go ahead and pull a card for the week, for the energy of the week, see what it is that we have coming towards us, what we should be focusing on. I did not pre-shuffle this time, so you're gonna make it really good for today. All right, so for the next 7 days, oh, beautiful. We have a strength card, number 8, infinite possibilities, infinite healings, the strength card. I feel like that I love the way how these cards always tie in every episode, but that's what we were talking about. It's a strength. It's a great strength to go and confront your shadows and your trauma. It takes a lot of courage, but the fact that we have the strength card that's coming out is it's a confirmation and an affirmation to you knowing that you have what it takes to do it. You have what it takes to, you know, not look at that and think it's a weakness in you. You know, being the alchemist, it's in a sense, it's like alchemy. Like, you know, like people expect it to be the death of you. People expect it to make you weak, but you use alchemy to now make it something that represents strength and courage and honor. Gives you a reason to push yourself even harder to be better. Gives you a reason to, you know, start rebuilding you, reconnecting you, resurfacing you. So I feel like for some of you guys, there could be some type of transformation within yourself that you feel. You could be feeling that, you know, like you've been feeling different. Like you could tell you may have been working on yourself for some amount of time. And even if you've like strayed and fell off track, it doesn't matter because you get right back on track. And so I feel like that there's some type of transformation that you have been feeling is either on the horizon or that you know that you have already been initiating. And it's about continuing. It's about holding yourself accountable enough to commit to even just small stepping it, right? Maybe you don't want to dive head first. Maybe you just want to like dip a toe in or, you know, finger in, see how hot or cold it is. But it's committing to just take a tiny step. Even if you like pencil it in for some time in the future. But I do feel like that this week coming up in the energy and the focus on everything, it's just about understanding how strong you are, recognizing your strength, rising up. Rising up because you have no reason to stay down. Do not let things that happen to you keep you down. Do not. Show that vulnerable side to yourself. Reconnect with yourself and then make it your strength. Rise up from it. Make it your strength. Because it is. Because it's you. And you are stronger and greater than you know. And these tests and these obstacles were designed to make you think that you were supposed to be kept down, but you're not. You're not. And the way that you rise up is to acknowledge and deal with it and confront it and work with who you need to work with. Work at whatever pace you need to work at. And ask yourself, who is it that I now want to become? Who is it that I can become? Who is it that I must become? You start asking yourself questions like that. And then you start to be able to bring about some other type of change. Positive change. But a positive change in the sense of knowing who you are. So with the strength card, it is a time for reflection. It is a time for nurture. It's taking care of yourself. It's giving and receiving. Give a little bit to yourself. Receive a little bit from yourself. Give a little bit to yourself. Receive a little bit from yourself. Taming the beast, taming whatever addiction has, you know, came about from any of your trauma. And addiction can look like drugs, addiction can look like alcohol, addiction can look like weed, addiction can look like sex, addiction can look like, you know, buying things, you know, like always just shopping, spending money for no reason that you regret later. Like, you know, like addiction can be anything. It's just a thing that you continuously do even though it could be risky, even though it could, you know, it's not, you know, the best for you, but you still continue to do it. It's a soothing thing, you know? It's a soothing. You start noticing your addiction. Addiction can be yellow. People can be addicted to arguing, addicted to food. Oh my gosh, there's so many addictions. But the thing is, people don't realize how much trauma takes effect on that. And, you know, a traumatic experience can be, you know, you having somebody close to your face and you're yelling at them right in their face, and you're a child. And so you are a child, and a person who's supposed to love you is yelling in your face, right in your face, bending down, looking you in your face, no personal space at all, and yelling at you. Intimidating, yelling at you. That's a strong traumatic effect. And that's just on one side of the spectrum. That's not even getting deep into the other type of things, you know? So rather that happened to you as a child, rather you now have children and you do that to them as a child or whatever, it's just, you gotta come to terms with it. You gotta ask yourself, why do I think this is okay? Is it because that someone did this to me? This is what I thought that you were supposed to do with your kids. This is how I thought you were supposed to express love. Like, I'm telling you, all this stuff, it just, you gotta address it. You have to address it. And it's a process. It's a heavy process, but you have to start doing things for yourself. So, you know, I say go to therapy, you know, talk about you. Talk about you. Let therapy be your thing. Don't bring in anybody else. Just talk about yourself. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know I've been kind of on the darker side, but we kind of needed to get there. But I appreciate you guys so very much. I hope that you find something in this, out of this. Remember, you can always email me for additional topics if you have something you want me to talk about. And I appreciate you guys so much. So very much. So very much. And we'll see you guys next week. All right? Take care. Love you. Bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You know I like to keep it real and authentic with y'all, because that's how true change comes about. Thank you so much for the love. And remember to share this episode and other episodes with a friend who may need to hear this. Stay you. Stay Neo. See you next time.